You're listening to KRCU. I'm Dan Woods, and we're joined on the line by Rhonda Weller-Stilson. She's the dean of the Holland College of Arts and Media at Southeast Missouri State University. Hi there, Rhonda.
Good morning, Dan. Thanks for having me on.
Always good to talk to you. So you have a show coming up. Bring It On. Tell us about it.
Yes, we're very excited to be able to do Bring It On as part of our annual River Campus Summer Arts Festival. And this year we're doing a show that is really perfect for high school and college age performers. It is the musical loosely based on the movie Bring It On. And it's very funny, and it deals with issues that high school students are facing today. And it's just really fast-paced, and I think the audiences are really going to enjoy it.
And the kind of remind us, it's based around cheerleading, sort of, right?
Correct. It is two competing high schools, and it is about cheerleading competitions. I shouldn't say it's about that, but it is with cheerleaders. Mm-hmm. And so much of it is more about the relationships of people and how high school students are dealing with each other.
So you're doing something unique this time, too. I understand. We all know with the pandemic, we're doing things differently than we may otherwise. So tell us some of the measures you're taking related to pandemic and still doing the show and things.
Sure. We've had to rethink everything that we do, just like everyone else. And so what we first started way before the show ever gets to the stage is we've been monitoring our cast and crew, the entire company, for the 14 days before they ever even came on our campus to verify their health. And they've done an excellent job of reporting and taking temperatures and all of those things. And then once they came on campus, many of them are living in the dorm, and so they're all together in a very small group. And everybody is, again, every morning having their temperature checked and verifying their health conditions. And then during the rehearsal process and working backstage, everyone is wearing their masks. Of course, we've got tons of hand sanitizer. We are doing as much social distancing as we possibly can do. And then once the show goes into production, the actors will be spaced extremely far apart, backstage in dressing rooms. So it'll be very different than we've done in the past, and a lot more spaces are being used. And whenever they are backstage, on stage, they will be wearing their mask, except for the time that they're putting on their makeup and their microphone. And then once they get to the stage, they will still be wearing a mask that has been specially designed so that it is clear and will match their skin tones. So it'll be the least obtrusive as possible. And then for the front of house, when the audience comes in, they will be greeted by ushers that are wearing masks and face shields. And, of course, we will have hand sanitizer available for everyone. And then once they get into the theater, they will see that we have spaced it out. So all of a sudden, we've gone from 940 seats to around 200. And that means that there will be nobody either in front of you, behind you, or beside you in a six-foot radius at least. And you will be able to sit with your guest if you come with someone else, but you will not be paired up, obviously, with anyone you don't know. And then the thing that we've really changed this year is we're going to start something called live streaming. And this is the first time that we've had that opportunity with a contemporary show. The royalty companies are kind of changing the way they do things as well. So Bring It On has become available for that. So we're going to live stream on Friday, the 7th of August. That'll be the first one. And then audiences can also do streaming on the 14th, the 15th, and the 16th. So we're very excited that people who are at home cannot make it to the theater can still see the show. And this will also allow all of the family members who have their students who are in this production, and they're from New York and Utah and different places, and they can't travel right now, so they'll be able to see their student.
That's kind of a unique opportunity.
It's absolutely unique, and it's just been kind of unheard of in our discipline for contemporary shows. They just have not been able to do that with royalties. But again, those companies are changing the way they do things as well.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about the designers and the company for the show, if you would.
Sure. The director of the production is Dr. Kenneth Stilson, and he is the chair of the Janine Larson Dobbins Conservatory of Theater and Dance.
Mm-hmm.
And the music director is also from the conservatory, and she is Dr. Jenna L. Moore. And our choreographer is Michelle Contrino, and she is on faculty in the conservatory in the area of dance. And then our scenic designer is Jeffrey Lukenhaus, and he is the production manager here at the River Campus during the academic year. And then we have two guest designers, one for costumes and one for lighting. The costume designer is Jim Miller, and he is from Mizzou. He is retired from Mizzou, and he does costumes for us every summer. And his assistant costume designer is Deanna Lukenhaus, who is our costume shop supervisor during the school year. And then the lighting designer is a guest, Dean Packard. He is also from Columbia, Missouri, and he has done several shows with us in the past. And then we're very excited to have a student sound designer, and her name is Chloe Watkins, and she's one of our students in the conservatory.
Pretty full house there. A lot of folks, and we know behind the scenes, a lot of folks are involved to make these shows happen, right?
Yes, there are as many people backstage normally as there are on stage, and the company comes from all over. We've got high school students and college students who are both backstage and on stage, and some are local and some are as far away as I mentioned already, New York and Utah. So they're really coming from all over.
That's cool. So tell us a little bit about, I guess, when it's going to open and when it's going to run and when folks can see Bring It On.
Sure. We open next Thursday. Kind of crazy. And we open at 7:30, and that'll be in the Bedell Theater. Again, we've moved it from the Rust Flexible to the Bedell so that we had more space for the audience. So it'll run Thursday night, Friday night, and Saturday night, and then we'll have a Sunday matinee. And then we'll start back up the following Wednesday, the 12th, and run through that Sunday, the 16th. And the tickets are in the $20 range, and it kind of depends on if you were senior citizen, military, that type of thing.
Are you encouraging folks to get tickets online rather than coming to the box office, or can they still come to the box office?
Either is perfectly fine. If they do come to the box office, our box office staff is, of course, wearing masks like everyone here at Southeast Missouri State University all the time, and there is hand sanitizer. So it is, I believe, safe for them to come in. There are no lines. And then otherwise they can, of course, do it online. So whichever way they're comfortable. But I do recommend people get tickets early, not just for Bring It On, but for our entire year coming up, because we will be running reduced seats throughout the year. And so we're already filling up shows.
So, yeah, rather than 940 seats, you're down to, what, 200, I think you said?
Yes, it's in that 200 ballpark. And so, you know, that's a big cut for us. And so people are used to being able to walk up the night of the show and get tickets at the box office. They still will probably be able to do that in some cases, but there will be times that we're sold out. So I do recommend everybody get them early.
Okay. Well, Rhonda, thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it. I hope to see everybody at the show.
We've been talking with Rhonda Weller Stilson. She's the Dean of the Holland College of Arts and Media at Southeast Missouri State University. To find out more about Bring It On, visit rivercampus.org.